And it's 8:43. Just thinking about the weekend is likely to bring something like a smile to your face on this gray day. Here's your weekly smile enhancer, our list of things to do with Tanya Pendleton.
Rain, rain, go away.
I can't stand the rain against my window.
Forecast notwithstanding, we've still got a weekend to plan. This one may include umbrellas, though it looks like things will dry up by Sunday. One option you can do indoors is to see a concert. First up is a homegrown favorite. The Hooters hit the Met Philadelphia Saturday night on their 45 Alive tour, celebrating 45 years of their signature rock reggae sound. They're still putting out new music, dropping their latest hit, Pendulum, this week.
The pendulum swings for me and for you, the left and the right, the red and the blue. So here's to my friends and my enemies too. The pendulum swings for me and for you.
The show starts at 8 p.m. While we're talking homegrown, we have to include Japanese breakfast. Though Michelle Zahner was born in Oregon, she's a Bryn Mawr graduate who started her first band while she was still in college.
Loves the sun and California days. Sweet home, like winter in LA.
She's now performing as Japanese Breakfast in back-to-back shows also at the Met on Thursday and Friday. She's fresh off her latest album for Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women. She's come a long way from a coat check girl at Union Transfer. Both shows start at 8. Do you want the funk? If so, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic are landing the mothership at the Keswick tonight. Expect Afro-futuristic vibes, cosmic costumes, and music that will tear the roof off the sucker. They're on stage at 8. On to festivals, and it is a packed lineup. In New Hope, PA, and Lambertville, New Jersey, Pride Fest is still in full swing. There's Friday's kickoff weekend party, and before the weekend's over, a fair, a tea dance, and more through Monday. But Saturday is the big event. The Pride Parade goes from New Jersey to Pennsylvania with dance, music, performances, and the 100-foot equality flag. It all gets started at 11 a.m. And it's happening, rain or shine, so be prepared. Festival Saturday continues with more events celebrating diverse cultures. For culture and flavor, head to FDR Park for the AAPI Cultural Festival on Saturday and to South 9th Street for the Italian Market Festival on Saturday and Sunday. The AAPI Fest goes from 5 to 10 p.m. and the Italian Market Fest is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. At the Mann Center, the HBCU Festival celebrates historically black colleges and universities with live music, vendors, and most importantly, representatives from multiple schools. The free fest goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you want to go green, Saturday's Eco Fair 2025 at Cherry Street Pier includes sustainability workshops, storytelling, art installations, and vendors to show you how easy it is to live well while considering the environment. It goes from noon to 6 p.m. and the pier is covered, so no weather worries. Take a rideshare, though. Construction on 95 has impacted parking, and it's eco-friendly. It's been 40 years since Back to the Future came out. Yes, that's 4 decades. It's being celebrated at Philly's Fan Expo, happening over 3 days at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's the fest for you if you love horror, cosplay, gaming, comics, and sci-fi. Fan faves scheduled to appear include William Shatner, John Boyega, Sonequa Martin-Green, John Carpenter, Ashley Green, Kate Mulgrew, Priscilla Presley, and more. Wrestler John Cena makes a special appearance. It starts at 4 p.m. on Friday. In this universe and beyond, We want you to reach your highest weekend potential. We've given you the blueprint, so it's time to boldly go where you've never gone before. Try something new. If you missed anything or want to hear more, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with your weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.